There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Mighty Manfred here in Little Steven's Underground Garage with your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Today, my guest is Danita Sparks, one of the guitarists and vocalists in the LA band L7. They began in the mid-80s and were active until 2001 and reformed a couple of years ago, issuing their most recent album, Scatter the Rats, last year. Their latest release is the single Fake Friends, a recent coolest song in the world. It's a cover of a Joan Jett song, and she plays guitar and sings backing vocals on the recording. The single is also available from her Blackheart Records label. Let's hear some of the tune now, and then I'll be back with Danita for your coolest conversations in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
You wanna hear and you pretend.
Manfred here, and for today's coolest conversations, I'm joined by Danita Sparks, one of the guitarists, vocalists, and songwriters in L7. Hey, Danita, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Well, I'm okay. How are you doing? Just okay.
Yes, I feel that. Quite a lot has been going on since we spoke last year in April, around the time of the release of your album, Scatter the Rats. Now, first, despite the most recent events here, we're still in a pandemic. So are you and your family and friends healthy? How is that going?
Healthy thus far. My nephew had the virus. He's a very strong young man, in about 30 years old, but he got very ill and lost like 25 pounds in 2 weeks. But he's on the mend, and he said it was god awful. He said it was terrible, 10 times worse than the flu, like really bad. But other than that, I don't personally know anyone who's had the virus.
And your nephew, where does he live?
He lives in Chicago. He lives downtown Chicago.
All right. Wow. Now, you live here in Los Angeles as well, right? Where in L.A. are you?
I am sort of overlooking Dodger Stadium. So I'm sort of in Echo Park on the cusp of Chinatown. It's also weird, too, because they're doing all the testing up in Dodger Stadium right now. So it just feels kind of like I'm at the epicenter in L.A. anyway for, definitely for testing. And it's kind of crazy.
Absolutely. Have you participated in any of the protests that are going on?
Just online. I don't feel that I should be going outside. I have my own health issues, and I should not be doing that. But definitely support the protesters and what's going on. And it's heavy times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got some friends that live downtown, and they've been filming out of their windows as police have cleared streets. That's Spring Street. And another friend of mine living around Melrose, where his apartment building
They have a gym in the bottom floor of the apartment building that was smashed out, and looters came in and tried to set fire in his building.
Wow.
Very crazy stuff. Let's return now for a moment to those halcyon days of 2019, which at the time I foolishly thought weren't so great overall, but it did see the release of Scatter the Rats, your first album in 20 years. Were you happy with its reception when after it came out?
I am happy with the reception. I think our fans liked it a lot. I think it got good reviews from critics. And most importantly, I like it a lot. So that's my most important opinion. So, I dig the record a lot.
Did you guys tour much in support of it?
We did, and we were supposed to tour more this year, and those tours have been postponed, interestingly, to like a year from now. So everything's just pushed back a year. It's like, it's really weird. Like, it's not even like, oh, yeah, you'll tour again in December. It's like, no, it's May of 2021. So we'll see.
Yes, it's kind of the year that was lost, I think, we're in the midst of.
Yeah.
When you guys were playing and tour, so you hadn't done a lot of touring in about 20 years, is that right?
I had a solo band, and I did touring. Yeah, but the band had not toured it at all, no. And we hadn't toured. This is our fifth year of being back together, which is crazy. We're now existing for a third of the time that we existed in the first place. So, which is really freaky. But, we didn't tour from 2000 to 2015.
Wow. When you were doing these most recent shows last year, was there any particular gig that was really memorable?
Oh, we had a lot of really great gigs. I prefer our own headlining shows most of the time to like a festival. But
yeah.
we played some pretty fun festivals, like Punk Rock Bowling was fun, and Azkena was fun in Spain, and so we did get to play some good ones.
Let's talk some about the Blackhearts label. Scatter the Rats is on Joan Jett's Blackhearts label, and the new single Fake Friends is. And when we spoke last, you had been talking about how when the band had ended, that there really wasn't a support system for the band to keep going on at the time, and that you guys really didn't have that many music connections, but Joan was one of them, and we didn't talk about exactly how you had connected with her originally, and then how you reconnected and got signed to the label. So what is the story there?
Well, I believe we first met Joan Jett when she played a Rock for Choice show that we were organizing. We founded Rock for Choice back in 1991, and Joan said she would play a set, but the Blackhearts were not in L.A., so L7 were the Blackhearts for a night. And so we played behind Joan, which was a really great experience. And we just stayed friendly with her over the years, and we hit them up to see if they wanted to put out our record a couple years ago, and they said yeah. So it's been a really great relationship ever since.
Well, this week's coolest song in the world is Fake Friends. It's a side of your new single, as I mentioned, out on Blackheart Records, and that is a Joan Jett song. She used it as the opening track to her third album, which is called Album. And I remember her and producer Kenny Laguna one time explaining that they wrote the song in reaction to the fake friends they had to deal with as her career had sort of stalled at one point. Why did L7 decide to cover a Joan Jett tune, and specifically that one?
Oh, I would say probably for the same reasons that they wrote it. I saw Joan play a few years ago, and she performed that song, and I was like, oh man, I've always loved this song. We should cover this song. And so we did. We took the shuffle out of it and played it a little more straight ahead, and that's what we did, but it's the same sentiment, it's the same feeling, and then Joan singing on it and playing a little bit of guitar was really, really great. So she sings the harmony with me on the choruses. Yeah, and it's really cool because it sounds, her harmonies sound so Joan Jett-like, and yet the track sounds so L7-like that it's a very cool matchup.
Did you record it at the same place that you guys did Scatter the Rats?
Yes.
Did you scatter more rats with it?
Oh, did we scatter more rats with it? You know, the rat issue only turned out to be two rats that had been taken care of last year. So, the rats have been scattered. maybe not even scattered is the word. But sadly, no rats around the studio.
My notes list the producers as Norm Block and Kenny Laguna, and I know that Norm worked on the last album. What was it like working with Kenny, Joan Jett's longtime producer?
Kenny's so great. You know, Kenny is like, he's a tunesmith. He is he's a guy that loves rock and roll, and when I say rock and roll, I mean a good catchy track, you know, and not just the rock, but the roll with it. As Keith Richards says. So, you know, I respect Kenny's opinion a lot. I think that he's got a great ear. He's seen all phases of rock and roll. And, you know, he likes a good track. He likes a good song. You know, some people, they do the rockin', but they don't really craft a song all that well. You know, I try to craft a song well, and I think that Kenny does too. So we were speaking each other's language a lot, even just with the arrangement of the song, you know.
Oh, very cool. Now, when I'm listening to your version, it sounds like, can't tell if it's a woodblock or maybe it is a cowbell that's going on in the background there. Which is it?
It's a woodblock and hand clap.
Okay, woodblock and hand clap. So did he ever say more woodblock?
No, D. Our drummer says more woodblock. She's the one who's always, she always wants to throw a cowbell on. She always wants to throw a woodblock on, which is great because that's part of our sound, you know. And then who doesn't love a hand clap section?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I love that you got a chance to get Joan on the track as well. I mean, that's the first time she's played with you since you guys had backed her up those many years ago, right?
Yes, that's the first time we've done music together. Yeah.
Have you guys ever toured with one another? You're supporting her?
We have not toured together. We were talking about that very, you know, initial conversation, but then she had this stadium tour coming up.
Well, you guys, L7 would have been overseas on tour right now if the world wasn't in its present state. We touched on that, but have you or are you planning to do any type of streaming things, playing online? Now that the singles come out?
Not at this time. I don't know. I don't think that is a good, like each one of us playing in our own houses, that kind of thing, like on a Zoom thing. Yeah. I don't think that is the best way to experience L7. And I think that works for a lot of artists. I don't think that is something that appeals to me for our band. Yeah, so I will be doing something for this Azkena Festival in Spain that was canceled. They want artists to do something like that, but I'm going to do something a little bit different for that. So that will be one thing, but it's not going to be a live streaming thing. It's going to be a pre-recorded piece of music.
And that is you singing and playing guitar?
It's a surprise.
Oh, okay. Well, there is something you have been doing online this somehow it was a karaoke thing. What is the high-low show? Tell me about that.
The high-low show is an absurdist variety show that I'm doing out of my living room. And I have guests on. I do a segment called Karaoke Remote with some other artists. I've had Siobhan Fahey from Bananarama and Shakespeare's Sister. I've had Danny Miller from Surfport. I've had Terry Genderbender from Les Butcherettes, David Yao from The Jesus Lizard, and Ero DeWild from Starcrawler. It's kind of a public access-y homage, I would say. We have a house band called Lou Man Group, who is a tribute to Lou Reed and plays in Blueface. And I also happen to be the drummer for the Lou Man Group. And it's some stuff that we had filmed a couple of years ago that we're now using as my house band. So it's kind of meta. It's kind of weird. It's a trip. So you should check out the High Low Show sometime. But
I was going to say I saw YouTube clips of the karaoke segments, but so the show is more than just karaoke.
Yes,
right?
I do a monologue. I have a house band. I do some performance art weirdness. I do some, I'll have some guests now and then doing strange things. I have a lot of friends who do performance art and stuff like that. So I've had Zabrecki the magician. I've had a performance artist named Stephen Holman. I've had Lydia, the great Lydia Lunch, on my show. So, yeah, and this next show, I'm going to have Moon Unit Zappa.
So when is the next show?
The next Hilo show will be June 12th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So 6 p.m. New York.
Right. So that's 6 p.m. Eastern time today, or in our world, 3 p.m. today. How does one see the Hilo show? Where do I tune in? How do I tune into it?
You go to youtube.com and then We Are Here, spelled H-E-A-R. It is Linda Perry's YouTube channel. And so it's, and you can just Google the Hilo show with Danita Sparks and it'll show up.
Very cool. Now, yeah. Let's talk about this B-side. The B-side to your version of Fake Friends is Witchy Burn. So
yes.
I was listening to that and I thought, God, this sounds cool. It sounds kind of familiar to something else. And then I thought, well, maybe the song, was it actually on the album before? And I looked, I didn't see the title. And then I listened again. And I was like, wait a minute, this is Burn Baby. It's the tempo is slowed down. So did you have second thoughts about the tempo of Burn Baby?
No, we wanted to do, you know, the song Burn Baby is, sometimes we present things in sort of a bouncy, joyful way, mm-hmm. even though it's got sort of a dark lyric.
Yeah.
And the lyric to Burn Baby is about, like, you know, we're in a state of, you know, pert near fascism in this country right now. And they used to burn people at the stake who spoke out against such injustice. You know, the song Burn Baby is about, like, kind of figuring out what side your friends are on and getting over any kind of grudges that you may have with those people, because we're all on the same side in the bigger scheme of things. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a hey, mend some fences, because we have a much bigger enemy out there right now, other than you stole my boyfriend 20 years ago kind of thing. So even though that's still something to be pissed off about, of course, but you know, we've got bigger fish to fry right now. So we figured we wanted to redo Witchy Burn at a slower, creepier, more witchy vibe. And so that's what Witchy Burn is.
A very cool spell is cast with it. Danita, thanks so much for chatting with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Right on. Thank you so much for having me again. This is my second time, baby. So
I know. It's
pretty cool.
It is very cool. Just keep cranking out the tunes and we'll keep checking up and catching in.
Right on.
Well, I look forward to sometime running into you somewhere around town when we don't have to have on masks and stay 6 feet apart. And maybe there'll be like a rock concert in the future that people can attend. Like you said, I feel like, unfortunately, it's going to be not until next year. Right now, though, we're going to listen to Witchy Burn, the B-side to Fake Friends, right here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
You get the breeze and I'm catching the shade. There is no love between, never cease to amaze. And I think you're a fraud and you know I'm a fake. But at the end of the day, we'd all burn at the stake. Yeah, burn at the stake.
Witchy Burn from L7, and that track serves as the B-side to their latest single, Fake Friends, out on Blackheart Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Danita Sparks for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast. And join me next time around when I'll chat with Gia Chambodi, the vocalist who sings lead on Brian Ray's new single, out now on Wicked Cool Records, It's a cover of the Willie Dixon written blues song, I Ain't Superstitious. That's your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.